Hello, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is the Friends with Friends podcast, where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. I am the biggest Friends fan, and I am joined by a couple of my friends. Vanessa?
I'm Vanessa Martinez, and I'm the newbie in the group, but guys, guess what? I have experienced the major breakup.
The major breakup! We start, yes, with this episode, and we have a friend. He's returning from season one. He was a guest on season one.
Caesar? Hi, everybody. I'm Caesar, Megan Tellis' husband, and I'm very happy to be part of this podcast and give my unique perspective.
Yes. Yeah. You joined us for the one where John Lovitz was.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That was a great episode. It's funny how you go from season one and just season three. It's like actually looks different. Like, I don't know if their cameras got better or they just aged tremendously. I felt like the cast was super young in season one, and now in season three, they're like, they kind of look like who they are throughout the next seven seasons.
Yeah. Like the way they dress and the way they fix their hair.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of more modern. Like season one and season two, you can tell it's kind of, oh wow, that's really in the 90s. And now maybe season three to season 10, it's like, oh, okay. It's a little more modern, kind of more relatable.
Yes. Yes. So yes, we are on season three. It's the one where Ross and Rachel take a break. It premiered February 13th, 1997, with 27.3 million viewers.
Wow.
I know, that's a lot, but still, it was a little dip. Vanessa, you want to do the recap?
Sure. Ross's jealousy about Rachel's work reaches a new high, and they decide to take a break. Phoebe starts dating a diplomat. Joey and Chandler lust over Chloe, the copy girl.
Yes. So, first of all, let's tackle the main thing. Ross's jealousy is totally hitting a new level this time. It is horrible.
Yes.
From a male perspective, it kind of just makes me just shake my head. Just what he tries to kind of, he's such a worrywart and he's just so jealous. It's just, sometimes it's hard to see. It's like, Ross, relax. Rachel is with you for a reason. She's not with anyone else. She chose to be with you. If she doesn't want to be with you, she's not going to be with you. And it's just, from a male perspective, like whenever I see it, I'm just like, dude, relax.
Yeah. Relax. I think it also comes from the fact that he has a failed marriage and he's been trying to pursue Rachel since he was really young.
True. So he wants to see.
But still, he shouldn't be acting like that, you know, and, you know, clawing his hands over Rachel. Rachel needs to have a life. She needs to have her freedom. She needs to explore this new career that she's going on because it's something she's always wanted to pursue, and she's finally there.
Yes, and the fact that he's not supportive of that and not seeing that side of it is just so misogynistic, like we've mentioned before. And him bringing the whole dinner to her work and she's super busy. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just different perspectives of like how men were in the 90s and how they are now. You know, like, I mean, you have a successful TV wife and you've, I'm sure, moved everywhere with Megan as she was a reporter and you're always supportive of her, I would imagine.
Yeah, you just have to be. I mean, it's 2020. It's not like the 80s or 90s. And, you know, it's just if I found a woman that is embedded in her career, and if Ross would have just understood, like, this is what makes Rachel happy. So just let her be. If she's taking those long hours at work, she's doing it to better herself. Don't think she's out there with Mark, right? The character's name's Mark, to doing bad things. And it's just his own insecurity. And I think Vanessa hit the nail on the head when you mentioned about his failed marriage with Carol. So yeah, I mean, it all makes sense, to be honest. Like, I have some friends that are like that, so. But anyways, I'm not going to throw people under the bus.
Yeah. Oh, man. Are they still single? Maybe that's why. Just kidding.
No.
Okay.
They got better. They got better.
They've gotten better, yes.
Yeah.
And it just keeps building. I think this is finally, like, it's been building for the past, like, 2-3 episodes. So this is finally, like, the straw that breaks the camel's back, and she's just like, I can't. And then she utters the words, why don't we just take a break? And that is just like, that is the running gag of everything, of taking a break. Like, it goes on for the rest of the series.
It goes on for, up until even like season 10. And I think that's one of the most brilliant piece of writing where they just continue to harp on it because it's still hilarious. over and over again. Like, we were on a break, we were on a break. And it's a different perspective. Like, Rachel thought break was, hey, let's keep things nice and, you know, like we're still together, but we just need a break from ourselves. Ross took it as a breakup. Mm-hmm. So you can see both sides.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you guys.
Yeah. But do you guys think that Ross, you know, he's insecure, but do you guys think him going to her work, giving her flowers and everything, bringing a quartet to sing to her, do you think that warrants a breakup?
I think the...
Or just a, like, very serious chat, which I guess they tried to have.
Well, I think it's been leading up to it. So I think that is just the straw that breaks the camel's back, that it warrants the breakup, because he's been jealous, he's been unsupportive and all of this. So I think it's just, that is the most extreme that he can go to kind of, like, you know, like, what do they say, like, pee around your territory, you know, like,
Well, from Rachel's perspective, it wasn't enough to break up. It was just like, Ross, you're being way too much. We need a break. Let's take some time apart. Yeah. But from Ross's perspective, you know, when I think Rachel said, I think we need a break, and he instantly thought of, okay, well, let's go get frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Well, and then she said a break from us. So he automatically took it from one extreme. Oh, a break. Let's just go get some yogurt. Let's just clear our minds. And then she said, no, a break from us. And then he went complete opposite spectrum. He thinking that it was a actual breakup. So from yogurt to breakup. So that's how I can see why they developed the character to think it was an actual breakup, because he initially said, okay, let's go get frozen yogurt. Let's take a break. But then she said from us. That's why Ross automatically thought breakups. So that's why I can see Ross thinking it was a break. I mean, still to this day, when people ask me, oh, were they on a break or were they not? Was really broken up? It's still, I don't know.
Because I do agree with you, Caesar, because, you know, instead of him saying, oh, let's go get ice cream, and then her saying, no, I think we need to take a break, instead of him walking out, he could have stopped and he could have said, wait, what do you mean? You know, what? Talk about this. But he didn't. And it even went further to the fact when he was at the bar, met Xerox girl, you know, and then him and Rachel are talking on the phone. And then he finds out Mark is at the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of he hangs up and continues on with Xerox girl.
But I think that's his insecurity. So I think that's why he just automatically thought, like, oh, break up from us. Now she's with Mark. Screw it. Now I'm going to go do something that I don't normally do.
Yeah.
So I can see both perspectives. I don't know. It's still tough.
I am Team Rachel. he shouldn't have gone to that extreme where he dips down into his security. He needs to do some mindfulness. He needs to, like, really find out what is driving that insecurity. Like, he needs.
But Chandler and Joey, though, did invite in. You know, like, guys, guys are a little different. When, like, we're feeling down in the dumps, like, all of our friends are like, let's go grab a couple beers. And then a couple beers turn into, like, more than a few beers. And then, you know, it's just so it friends plays into the whole male, like, thought process when we're going through, you know, a bad time in our life, you know, instead of talking about it, just go back out there. Let's just go have some fun. Let's drink some beers and just forget about it. So, I mean, which is not good.
More closed off too. Like, women, we will sit down with our girlfriends and talk it out and figure it out. Whereas, I don't know, it's like, maybe from the guy's perspective, they, like you said, you just want to go out and have a beer, and then you kind of just think about it in your head, and you don't really talk about it.
And then you just drink more. Well, So this actual episode is just really good when it comes to, because you see the thought process between males and females sometimes. And I think if Ross would have just stayed at home or maybe talked it out with, but then of course the episode wouldn't be as good. It wouldn't be as funny. Exactly. So if he would have done the right thing, the episode wouldn't have been as good. So the writers had to play up to the whole, you know, male, let's go get some drinks and get drunk and forget about Rachel.
So this argument of if they were on a break, if they weren't on a break, has been, like, as long as, like, friends existed, everybody always talks about this. So Plenty of Fish actually did a new poll. And the poll says more single Friends fans believe that they were on a break. About 60% of singles said they think Ross did not cheat when he and Rachel Aniston were on a break in season 3. So I thought that was interesting that 60% thought they were on a break and he didn't cheat. But however, 44% of women believed that he did cheat. So 44. It's like
so the majority
40% of women. So it's like the different of the sexes. So this poll is a little different because it's like, okay, 6% of singles said that they thought he didn't cheat, but then it polled women and 44% of them believed that he did cheat.
But were so any I don't of those know. Women, did any of those women like experience that certain situation?
Exactly.
Because like we're seeing it from the outside, you know, we're on the outside, yeah. But if we actually experienced it, then maybe we would have a different thought process on this.
Yeah. I've had a man that cheated on me. So yes, I'm like Team Rachel.
well, from a technical standpoint, Ross thought they were broken up and yeah. He hooked up with somebody the first night. That's a no-no. I mean, the first night, like it's like, okay, Ross, you should have pumped your brakes. You could have slowed it down. But from a technical standpoint, in his mind, he thought they were broken up. So that's why he always still to the end of season 10, he always thought that they were on a break. He didn't do anything wrong. But in Rachel's mind, they weren't broken up. But she did use the word break.
Break up. In the next episode, yes, the technicalities of it. But I still.
But it was the first night. Ross shouldn't have done it.
He should have not walked out that door, and he should have sat down and talked to Rachel. Because even his sister Monica was like, "No, you need to get over this. You're being dramatic. You need to stop, and you need to relax." You know.
Yeah.
But that's so Ross though, just to do that. You know what I mean? Like you've seen in multiple episodes, he just does things off of emotion. And I think that's just his character. So I think the writers did him justice. Like he didn't say one word. He just grabbed his jacket, I think, and then just stormed out.
He walked out. And she was trying to call him and she couldn't get a hold of him. And
everything.
And then that's when Mark comes over. Cause then he calls her and she thought it was Ross calling her back and all that.
That's right.
It's just the perfect storm that they created, the writers, and the whole plot of this is just like the first up and down, you know? So,
but here's the thing too, Rachel could have called Phoebe or Monica instead of Mark.
No, but Mark, she didn't call Mark. Mark called her.
Well, Mark she could have said, her. No, it's okay, don't come over.
She's sorry.
I didn't even think about that, too. Like, why did Rachel say, yeah, Mark, come over?
She was sitting by the windowsill, like she was in a previous episode where they were talking about the whole ice cream flavor thing. And she was sad. Yeah. So why Mark?
Yeah. You know? Perfect.
You have that one friend you would call.
Yeah.
Maybe thought they were broken up, but then she just found out that Ross did something. So maybe it changed in her mind.
But she didn't know.
We're on a break.
No, she didn't know that he was doing it.
No, correct. But once Rachel found out that Ross did something to make herself look good, maybe she's changed her thought process and said, no, we were just separated. We weren't broken up. Because she didn't do anything. I don't know. You know what? That's right. Rachel said, yes, Mark, come over.
Yeah. She said, okay.
And she also lied to him. She didn't lie to him. She tried to not tell him the truth that Mark was over. She delayed it until Ross, you know, said, wait, is that Mark? And she was like, well, like, yeah, I guess so. Like, she eventually admitted it.
Receiver,
You know, so she could have been like, you know what? Yes, it is. He called me to ask me something and I told him what I was going through and he offered to come over.
Yeah.
You know, but also she could have said, no, you know, it's not a good idea. Ross, she didn't have to say, you know, Ross doesn't like you, but, you know, find another way.
Yeah, I agree. She shouldn't have had him over, but he shouldn't have done what he did either. But like, if you know that, like, your man is like having trouble with another guy that's at work, you know, and why would you invite that over if you know that he already dislikes him?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. It should have been more thought out. Should have thought about more of her actions. But you know, like,
you know what? I'm going to invite Monica and Phoebe instead.
Yeah. Well, they were on their date with the diplomat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But
that's true. This is important.
Yes.
This is very important. So they would have understood. They would have left their dates hopefully in a heartbeat, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. but they didn't have cell phones then either, so they couldn't just like
that's true.
Like, that's hey, true. Like come over and me and Ross are breaking up because she doesn't tell him till the next morning. But speaking of breaks, let's take a break right now and we'll figure out. We'll see what Monica and Phoebe were doing while this was all going down. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, and we are back. So Monica and Phoebe were out on a date with a diplomat because Phoebe starts dating a diplomat because she was given free massages. And it was so cute. Like, I thought it was hilarious. I like this part because, again, this is the funny part of the episode. And so, and it's so Phoebe to find somebody that doesn't speak her language.
I thought it was funny how the, you know, they're at the door. And he's trying to kiss her, and then the translator ruins the mood. He grabs her like, "Oh, he's going to kiss you now."
Yes, that's funny. Yeah, no, it's, and I think Jackie hit the nail on the head when this was like the funny part of the episode. And I think Friends does a really good job of whenever they bring something serious, there's always that subplot on the side where we can still laugh, because if there's no laughter, then it's not really a Friends episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when we spoke to one of the writers, and he always says there's three threads. And so there's the thread of, you know, Ross and Rachel. And then this is the second one, Phoebe and the translator with Monica. And then the third one is Joey and Chandler discussing a threesome with Chloe. But we'll get into that. But I just like that they all go on a double date as well. And it's completely ruined because Monica's into the translator.
Yes. Yes. She wanted to have her own date.
She did, and it was going well, and it's like Phoebe's like ruining it for her, but then it's being ruined back to Phoebe too. And then
yeah, but there was also friction between the translator and the diplomat too. It seemed like the translator was getting overworking. He didn't want to work for the diplomat anymore.
Well, right? Yeah, because he was having a good time with Monica.
Yes.
So he was like, you know what? You can do your own thing. You translate yourself with Phoebe. I want to be with Monica.
Yeah. And then they go, pleat, pleat, yes, pleat.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That was a good part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the translator invites Monica to the Rainbow Room because he has coupons.
Yes. I have diplomatic coupons. Yes.
Diplomatic coupons.
Yes. And it's the Rainbow Room. That's at Rockefeller Center. That is at the NBC building. So, of course, there's like, you know.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I mean, you guys are in the industry, the TV industry, so you would know that, but I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, Rainbow it's been Room mentioned Rock before, too, in the series as well, as when Rachel went on a date with Jean-Claude Van Damme on the one after the Super Bowl. So they went to the Rainbow Room and saw Drew Barrymore. So I like that, how they always drop that in.
So now I know. The Rainbow Room is in Rockefeller Center, NBC.
Yeah. I've never been. I would like to go.
I've never been.
I've been to Top of the Rock, but not Rainbow Room.
Yeah.
So. Interesting. Now that's a bucket list item, actually.
There you go.
Yes. Earlier in the episodes, we planned a Friends road trip to visit all the sites that they talk about.
Yeah.
Are they all in the, are they all scattered throughout, like,
no, it's all New York.
Is it? Oh, it's all New York. Okay. Well, remember the road trip to Vegas?
Yes.
Maybe there's like, you know, the whole road. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Go the same route that they go.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be kind of fun. And I'm sure there's been some Friends fans that actually made that trip.
Totally. I think
that'd be cool.
Yeah. And what's not cool is Joey and Chandler pushing the boundaries of this threesome talk with this Chloe, the copy girl, who Chloe plays obviously a big role in Ross and Rachel's breakup. So that was kind of uncomfortable when they were talking about.
And thinking it was in 1997, but I think the whole point was to make it seem like Chloe was, like, the writers wanted to make Chloe seem like she was irresistible. So when Ross actually did what he did, it actually made sense because this Aurora behind Chloe is like, she's so hot. Joey and Chandler are even thinking about a threesome together. And, you know, Chandler in any other episode would be like, no, I'm not going to be with you, Joey, because your performance will blow me out of the water. You know, because like throughout the whole episode, throughout the whole series, he's always made reference like, no, like I'm going to lose my girlfriend or Joey's better than me, blah, 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 blah. So I think it was just the writer's way of creating like this, like thing about Chloe, that she was this young, hip, wild type of chick that Ross had to, you know, like Ross had no other choice. He was drunk. She was drunk. And it just made sense.
That's true. That's true. And what's funny is that Ross wasn't really the one lusting after her. Joey Chandler, and the fact that Ross got her, that's like something, that's a good point, is that she was this lustful person and he just dips into his insecurity and then it's like, well, I'm the one that was ended up with her, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. Question about the bar that they were at. Mm-hmm. That looked very similar.
That's the same. I think that's the same bar with Joey and his girlfriend, right in the same episode. What's Joey's girlfriend that Chandler had a secret crush on?
Catherine.
Kathy. Yes. Yeah, isn't that the same bar in the same episode with where they go out on a maybe? No.
Maybe.
I also thought it was like, because wasn't Central Perk a bar beforehand?
Yes, and they explored that in the flashback.
It looked like the flashback episode.
It looks like they just transformed Central Perk into a bar.
For budget reasons.
Exactly.
But I thought it was the same bar with Kathy and Joey.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, they can't build too many sets. That just gets, again.
True. I mean, yeah, true, true.
They probably just swap out. Like,
just change the decor pictures. Yes.
Change the decor and like change the like paint and then paint back over it. You know, it's so. Just to make it look different, but the same.
Exactly.
But yeah, so then Ross ends up sleeping with her and then it kind of ends right there. And so we don't know what's going to happen next, but we see them kissing towards the end. And did you guys notice what song was playing during that last scene at the bar?
With or Without You.
Yes,
By you too.
Yep.
That is the Ross. I call it the Ross and Rachel song because that was playing. Remember how when they first kissed, they got an instrumental version of it because they didn't get the rights for it in time. Yep. And then the day after, the one with the list, she's sitting under the windowsill, and that song starts playing. That's what they do again this time. The one with the list.
I think this may have been like the last season because I can't remember in recent Friends seasons where they actually use popular music like from a big band. Like I think just in the very first few seasons they used licensed music, you know. When Joey moved out, wasn't like All by Myself, like when he was looking at the so that's a popular song, but I think that may have been like the last one. I'm trying to think.
They do here and there. It's not too obvious, but like I feel like this song is always obvious with Ross and Rachel and it sticks with them throughout the whole entire series, so I thought that was good. But it's to be continued.
I don't know. So we know Jackie, you're Team Rachel.
I'm Team Rachel, yes.
Caesar, right now, what team are you on?
I don't know.
After years.
I mean, Rachel's my girl. So I guess I just have to be Team Rachel just on the fact that if I feel both ways, I see both sides, but I just like Jennifer Aniston and Rachel. So probably I'm Team Rachel.
Yeah, I think I'm Team Rachel right now because of Ross's big boo-boo that he did.
Yes.
Despite Rachel having Mark over. But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's funny. Yes. Did you have a favorite line, Vanessa?
My favorite scene was where the diplomat tries to kiss Phoebe, which you mentioned earlier. But then also when Monica says, my guy has coupons. Yours can't even say coupons.
That's good. See, my favorite scene, and it's a sad one, obviously, is when they're fighting. Rachel goes, you're making this too hard. And goes, Ross, I'm making this too hard. What do you want me to do? And Rachel, I don't know. Maybe we should just take a break. okay, let's take a break. Let's go get some frozen yogurt. And then she goes, no, a break from us. And the way that Rachel, Jennifer Aniston, says it, and it's just like that deep breath, and then like her shoulders come down and she just looks at him. Oh, yeah. I'm just like, yeah. That is the line. And it's just so, she just does it. Jennifer Aniston delivers it so perfectly. And then Ross looking back at her, David Schwimmer, I'm just like, this is so perfect for the show. You know,
an argument for Team Ross, because the way she was, like her body language, it was just like a break from us.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So now that you said that, maybe I'm leaning Team Ross, actually.
I still think Rachel. But this is a to-be-continued episode, so we're going to continue this conversation for the next episode and the one with the morning after.
So if you like us, give us 5-star ratings, leave nice comments, subscribe, and download.
And follow us on Friends with Friends podcast. And keep listening. We're going to continue the conversation in the next one. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.